rest of the story. Just about everybody in Hoboken, New Jersey, either knew or knew of Hetty Green and her son. They were pathetic creatures, both of them, and they haunted the streets like shabby ghosts in tattered shrouds. Shopkeepers cringed to see them coming, for although Hetty rarely spent more than a few pennies at a time, her unwashed hands groped through any merchandise accessible to them. Her boy Ned was a sad little fellow whose ragged clothing was stuffed with newspaper in the winter to keep him warm. A crippled leg slowed him down considerably, but he managed to limp about with the aid of a homemade wire contraption on the bottom of his soul-worn shoe. Home was a dingy $14 a month flat on Washington Street, where mother and son lived draftily and slept uncomfortably and dined mainly on vegetable scraps and cold oatmeal. And as the years passed, the only thing that changed in their lives was that Ned's lame leg grew even more so. He had been used to frequent falls and constant pain for most of his life, but one day while crossing the street, he was unable to dodge a speeding car, and it knocked him down and unconscious. And what happened next? Well, that is the rest of the story. Hetty took her boy home and nursed him as best she could unassisted. He languished for days in terrible distress, his leg more painful than ever. And finally, Hetty realized that Ned's condition required professional medical attention. Somehow, she must find a doctor who would treat her son for little or no money. And so off they went, Ned hobbling laboriously to one clinic after another, and everywhere the answer was the same. The boy's crippled leg needed surgery, and as soon as possible, but the operation would cost at least hundreds and maybe thousands of dollars. So mother and son went home again. Their lives continued as before, with Ned's leg growing more and more lame, and years passed. It was not until the summer of 1888 that Ned's condition actually threatened his life. And indeed, it might have killed him had not his father intervened. For although Hetty and Edward Green had been estranged for many years, Ned went to see his dad that July, and he confided the seriousness of the situation, and it was his father who sold what he could to pay for Ned's operation. Of course, by then, gangrene had developed, and Ned's leg had to be amputated, even though such could have been avoided by surgery as little as 2 years before. Ned eventually grew up to outdistance the hardships of his youth, but Mother Hetty never changed. She lived as miserably as ever, died of a stroke at 80. But the real tragedy of their long, cold years in that three-room flat in the Hoboken slum was that their suffering was so utterly unnecessary. You see, there was nothing wrong with Hetty's life that a little living might not have cured. For while miserly Hetty Green lent money to be repaid with interest to finance other people's dreams, she denied herself, and she denied her son, the slightest comfort or advantage, and she died worth more than $100 million, at once the wealthiest and the poorest woman in the world. Now you know the rest of the story.